And we welcome you back here from the Multi-Purpose Activity Center on the Monmouth University campus, where the Hawks lead the Tigers of Towson 41-29. Leading the way, Andrew Nicholas, who's got 15 points, 8 points from Briscoe Fani and from Justin Robinson. Good balance scoring so far for Monmouth. Time to take a peek at our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard. We'll go to the top 25 board first. Still to come, number 1 Kentucky will welcome in Montana State. Number 17 UConn on the road at undefeated West Virginia. Saw the Mountaineers a couple weeks back against Monmouth. And Sacred Heart, former foe out of the NEC, will be playing in Columbus against number 20 Ohio State. Finals from earlier today, number 11 Wichita State goes to 3-0. They beat Newman 105-57. Number 18 Oklahoma over Northwestern State 92-68. A couple of other games of note, future Monmouth opponents, which will include Wagner. Seahawks right now getting throttled by Hofstra 40-22. That one late in the first half. And midway through the first half, Rutgers and St. Francis Brooklyn is going back and forth. The Scarlet Knights lead 14-12. Other games involving some MAC teams a bit later on will be Manhattan playing host to Northeastern. That one up at Uncasville, Connecticut, as Northeastern 3-0, Manhattan beginning their year at 2-2. Former school for Briscoe Fani, Providence, they beat Notre Dame 75-74. That's our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard for the college basketball scene. Since it is a football Sunday, let's run through some of the NFL scores. Giants and Cowboys coming up tonight from up at the MetLife Stadium. Kickoff set for 8:30. Games right now in the second batch, second quarter. Seahawks lead the Cardinals 9-0. Rams over the Chargers 10-3. Broncos trailing the Dolphins 14-3. Redskins and 49ers are tied at 7. Earlier today, Browns beat the Falcons 26-24. Miles Austin, a couple big catches in that matchup. Eagles over the Titans 43-24. Patriots 34. Lions 9. Packers beat the Vikings 24-21 in Minnesota. Colts over the Jaguars 23-3. It was the Bengals beating the Texans 22-13. Jets and Bills coming up tomorrow. That matchup will be one of the two Monday night games. Ravens and Saints, the same deal there. We'll take a timeout here. We'll make it a 60-second break. When we come back, Eddie rejoins you here at the table, and we'll do our halftime interview with the outstanding beat writer of the Asbury Park Press, Josh Newman, all after this quick pause. You're listening to Monmouth University Basketball on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
My bad. And we welcome you back courtside here on both the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Networks. Our halftime show today is presented by the Asbury Park Press, your number one source for local news and information here at the Jersey Shore of the Asbury Park Press, proud sponsor of Monmouth University Athletics. We're here with the man who spends his winter, fall, winter, really all year, covering Monmouth Athletics, Josh Newman from the Asbury Park Press, who does a great job covering this team. And Josh, you've been here as long as we have this weekend, so I'd like to say happy Sunday to you, but I've seen you more than I've seen anybody else this weekend. So how you doing today, buddy?
I'm good. I've seen this guy, Greg Viscomi, more than anybody this week. I think you, Matt Harmon, but it's that kind of time of year, I guess.
You're in the shot, too, I was just told. Apparently we're shooting from right there, so I think Alexa's in the shot, too. What makes these broadcasts so fun? Hey, he just texted me. I just saw that. What makes these broadcasts fun? Obviously, we'll talk about the game in a second, but until ESPN3 happens, we're still doing a Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network combined broadcast, so there's a little bit of everything going on, but Josh, let's kind of hone in on what we just saw these first 20 minutes. We were just talking off-air that despite Monmouth being up 41-29, it maybe doesn't feel like that because the Hawks have done a lot of their damage, it seems, from deep, but I don't know, Monmouth seems fairly in control. Your take on the first 20?
You know, kind of the same thing as last night, where they started off slow like they did last night, but they got themselves together quickly, King Rice not panicking. And once they got themselves together, once they steadied the ship, they did what they wanted to do on offense. Andrew Nicholas is having one of those vintage Andrew Nicholas days from the field, 5 of 8 from three-point range. He's 1 point shy of 1,000 for his career. And, you know, they kind of, you know, they did what they wanted to do. Then late in the first half, you know, Towson went to a 2-3 zone, a kind of stymied Monmouth at the time, which had most of their reserves out there. So, you know, there's some adjustments to be made at half, but a team like Towson, you know, they graduated a lot. But, you know, again, Pat Scarry is a very good coach. They won 27 games last year. This is a game that people were looking forward to based on what Towson did last year. And if you're Monmouth, you're pretty pleased with a 12-point lead here at the half.
And it just works out that both of these teams went 2-0 in their previous matchups. So that's why they're playing in this game. You know, maybe there's a casual observer going, oh, yeah, well, they both won. And it's not a tournament set up like that. Monmouth was going to play Towson today regardless. But it does work out well. Both teams 2-0. They've been the two most impressive teams we've seen in this tournament. And what's been the biggest thing to you that you've seen from Monmouth since the Hawks have come back from West Virginia and now these three games at home?
I think the big thing is they're legitimately going 10 deep. And, you know, nobody in the first two games this weekend, nobody's played more than 29 minutes. And nobody played less than 10 last night. So they're getting a lot of contributions from everybody. If you're a team that can go 10 deep and get something out of all 10 guys, I mean, that has to bode well moving forward.
Speaking with Josh Newman here on our Asbury Park Press halftime show on both the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Networks. You mentioned it, Andrew Nicholas, 1 point shy of 1,999 career points. Got his points in bunches in that first half, all from deep, it seemed. But this team does look as though it can have a lot of balance scoring the basketball. We have yet to see Josh James really get going. Last night, Justin Robinson, again today, he's playing very well. So it does seem as though when people are playing well and when people are hitting, this team could be dangerous depending on who's kind of having a great night.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And the thing with this Mama team is, and King Rice said this last night in the post game, if they can get a full 40 minutes, if they can get a full 40-minute effort from everybody, they're going to be fine. Three games this season, they have not gotten a full 40-minute effort as a team. And if they start getting that, you know, they could be dangerous down the road.
And Josh, what is the thing that, and you obviously do a tremendous job covering the team for both the press and also if you follow Josh on Twitter, at Joshua_Newman, you'll see he's all over it. And I don't think he sleeps, but that's a whole other interview. What's the maybe thing or two that you want to see this team not improve on, but what they haven't done the first couple games that you'd like to see? Because I could be the optimist. I'm the one that works for Mammoth. They've been impressive early on, but maybe what's that thing or two that you think they need to get going for them to maybe take that jump into the upper echelon of the MAC, maybe a year earlier than people thought?
First thing that comes to mind is you can't come out completely just not ready to play as they had the last two nights. They were down 12-0, you know, within the blink of an eye last night. I think they were down, I think it was 5 or 6-0, you know, like pretty immediately. You know, you play Iona, Manhattan, Quinnipiac, even St. Peter's, if they decide to wake up. You can't go down to teams like that because you're just going to get blown out of the gym. I think we saw last year that Manhattan and Iona right now are a cut above everybody else within the conference. And so far this season, that's also held true. Iona and Manhattan are playing at a very high level right now. You need to come out ready to go. You cannot come out slow because it'll be a long night if they do.
And Josh, my final question. I'm kind of familiar with your holiday travel schedule, but I want to just confirm. Do we have you both Maryland and SMU?
Yes. The Asbury Park Press, in their infinite wisdom, has decided to send me to both College Park. I will be covering the Rutgers-Maryland football game on Saturday afternoon also. That's part of the deal. So
okay, very cool.
Monmouth-Maryland on Friday night, Rutgers-Maryland football Saturday, hopping a flight to Texas Sunday morning, and we're all down at SMU Sunday night.
Well, I'll tell you what. All the great crew at the press, they got my full support. If you send Josh with us, I wouldn't mind having him with us every game this year. And obviously, to follow Josh's great team coverage, visit APP.com, visit the Hawks Nest, and I'll follow him on Twitter at Joshua_Newman. Buddy, appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
That's Josh Newman. Does a great job covering this Hawks team for the press. We'll take a final 60-second break here on our Asbury Park Press halftime show. Monmouth 41, Towson 29. We're back in 60 on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. We welcome you back to the MAC here on campus at Monmouth University. Hawks leading Towson 41-29 as we wrap up our halftime show. And before we do that, we want to remind everyone to make sure you visit the Boathouse Bar and Grill this winter for great food, entertainment, and more. The Boathouse Bar and Grill features the best wings in the area and nightly specials. Whether you're watching college or NBA basketball or the NFL end of the regular season and playoffs coming up, the Boathouse at 1309 Main Street in Belmar is your spot. Follow them on Twitter at Boathouse Belmar. Make sure you like them on Facebook. We'd also like to thank our good friends at the Asbury Park Press for their continued support of Monmouth Athletics here as we wind down our halftime segment. Monmouth 41, Towson 29. Couple of storylines to keep an eye on. Matt Towson shot in the 30s in that first half. Not very pretty. And Monmouth's Andrew Nicholas with 900 99 career points.
Well, that's as close as you get, isn't it, without getting 1,000? You hope that when he pops back in here in the second half at some point, he just gets that bucket and, again, can celebrate a real nice accomplishment. He's been one of the players that has gone through some of the dog days of Monmouth basketball, but certainly the program right now back on the upswing.
The last player recruited to this program by former head coach Dave Calloway. Never played for Coach Calloway, but was recruited by him. Towson ball to begin things here in the second half, and their 10th turnover comes as Josh Ivory will be called for traveling. Monmouth will get it back, moving left to right here in the second half.
You'd think this is a bit frustrating for Towson at this particular point. High expectations certainly going into this weekend. And as the top two teams in this little bracket play off, Monmouth has clearly been the better team.
Hawks with it here, starting five in the game. Robinson pull for three around a screen and will bury it. Justin Robinson in the double figures. He's got 11.
He's got such a nice shot. And for a smaller player, he elevates pretty well and always shoots from the highest point. Now, that's not necessarily all that big, but he really does follow through and have a nice stroke.
Joins Andrew Nicholas in double digit scoring. Towson. Josh Ivory will try a three in the left corner. That one's no good, but Ashtaroth is there to clean it up, cutting this Monmouth lead to 44-31.
The trick here for Monmouth is to weather any storm that maybe comes their way from Towson. Keep this lead at double digits. Just try to stay comfortably ahead.
Minute and a half gone by. Second half, Hawks leading by 13. Top of the key, Brees Kofani, 12 on the shot clock, swings it right wing to James. As now Justin Robinson has it with 7 seconds. Robinson will pull it for three again. He'll knock it down again. Robinson's got 14. Hawks up 16.
Well, that's become his spot right now, hasn't it? Top of the key. Back-to-back jumpers from there, and he does look very comfortable when he curls around, and that time just a straight isolation. Got a little bit of space and able to elevate up over the top.
Kofani fouls Parker Rivera here. It's his first foul. Hawkins will check in. And Matt, we have seen Robinson all weekend be very good from deep. The team tonight has been on fire from deep. 9 3-pointers now, and it's been Robinson and Nicholas that have done the majority of that damage. McGlynn for Towson will try a three of his own, and he'll bury it. He's got 12 on 4 triples. 47-34. Josh James has it on the left wing. Tries to split a double team. Threw it too far in front. Right to Towson. McGlynn, transition three. Catch and shoot. Buries it. Tell you, we've got a show from deep from a couple guys today.
Well, that's a pretty good job from Towson as you convert the turnover into immediate points. You get a player down the wing in transition and a good spot-up jumper by McGlynn.
So it's McGlynn against Nicholas and Robinson, it seems. Four McGlynn's got 15 on 5 threes. Robinson, top of the key, puts it on the floor a couple times. Hawkins is now watching him. Zach Tillman with a screen. Robinson pulls for three again. That one in and out. Rebound tipped right to McGlynn. Behind the back at midcourt. 16:50 to go. McGlynn just inside the arc will knock that one down. And he is heating up. Towson now just down 8.
And he's got 17. That one, as you said, just a step in. And he is kind of single-handedly keeping Towson alive in this basketball game right now.
Yeah, he's got 17, including 8 in this half already. Under 16 and a half to go. Josh James top of the key. Turns the corner on McGlynn, and he is hammered going to the basket. They'll rule that foul on the floor. First foul on Towson. Andrew Nicholas will check in for Monmouth with 16:25 to go in our second half.
For the Hawks, number 13, Andrew Nicholas checks in the game.
Nicholas checks in for Zach Tillman. James will inbound for Monmouth. Gets it in to Nicholas with 999 career points.
Monmouth works it around the perimeter. James Kofani now swing it to Nicholas on the right wing. Kofani over to Nicholas. Nicholas goes back to Brees at the foul line. Kofani driving kick to Nicholas. Gets his man in the air. Jumper. There it is. 1,000 career points for Andrew Nicholas. Congratulations.
1,001 with that jumper. Two-pointer. Made a nice move to free himself open for an easy corner jumper. And a nice accomplishment for Red to get out of the way early in the season.
This ball out of bounds off of Monmouth, so we'll keep things, or rather we'll get to the media. 15:48 to go in our second half. Monmouth 49, Towson 39, we're back in 60 here on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Networks. Want to again send a big congratulations out to Andrew Nicholas. After that last jumper, has now 1,001 career points. More importantly, Matt, he's put Monmouth in front by 10 again, 49-39, with 15:45 to go in our second half. Hawkins controls for Towson. Left-hand dribble to the left wing. We'll hand off for McGlynn. McGlynn has been hot. Being guarded by Jones here. Dumps it down low. Walter Carter throws it out. Hawkins for three. He never got it off. It'll be a shot clock violation. Good defense there for Monmouth.
Now that's excellent defense for Monmouth. No doubt about it. Hawks just coming forward and extending things out and just starting to really make life pretty difficult for Towson, especially in that last possession.
Hawks up 10, doing the good job defensively. Matt, the biggest stat on the page, not Monmouth's 9 3-point makes. I'm looking at that number right there. Just 3 turnovers in the game already.
Taking excellent care of the basketball. 8 assists and just the 3 turnovers. And if you can take care of the ball and not give it back, you will be successful in a lot of games.
Deion Jones for Monmouth driving to the basket. Rebound is knocked out of bounds. Towson knocked it out. So fresh shot clock for the Hawks. Under 15 to go. Along with Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti. Here courtside at the MAC. Troy Overby back in the studios engineering for the Shore Sports Network. Joe Ruggiero upstairs directing our Monmouth Digital Network video feed broadcast tonight. The officials have a little mini conference. They're now going to let the table know what's going on. We have to get onto the into that mix. They go talk to them, then they got to come talk to us.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, I don't like guessing. Because I'm rarely right.
I'll second that.
Inbound here to Deion Jones. He's fouled. Which part, by the way? The first one or the second?
Both.
Okay, I thought so.
Both. You're rarely right. And
and you want to be informed.
Correct.
Monmouth inbounding up 49-39. James bounces it into Jones in the left corner. Deion Jones will throw it up top of the key. To Robinson. Hawks looking to win their third straight game here at home. Robinson throws for Jones, top of the key. Jones finds a cutting Nicholas backdoor. 1,003 points now. Nicholas gives Monmouth a 12-point lead.
Well, you like just what you're seeing out of Nicholas today. 19 points. He hasn't forced a whole lot of shots either, which from time to time he will have a tendency to do, but just looking very comfortable today.
Towson controlling as Monmouth to switch to a zone, and Parker Rivera is fouled by Brees Kofani. That's his second foul. Hawkins out, Keith back in for Towson. Colin Stewart will also check back in for Monmouth. He'll take out Josh James. Also, Austin Tillman will check back in for Justin Robinson.
I just get the sense today that this Monmouth team just feeling very confident about what they've done. You know, I'm sure that is in large part to what they've done the last two games. But it's just a good, solid overall defensive and offensive performance.
McGlynn called for stepping out of bounds on a baseline drive. Tiger turnover. We'll give it back to Monmouth. Hawks up 12 with 14:14 to go. In our second half. Stewart, top of the key. Hand off to Austin Tillman. Tillman throws back to Colin Stewart. Stewart, three in the right corner. Way short, rebound. Comes down to Parker Rivera. McGlynn in transition. Double screen, top of the key. Floater into the lane is good. Four McGlynn's got 19 single-handedly, keeping Towson in this one.
Yep, he's been good, there's no doubt. And he is the only reason right now that Towson is even within striking distance in this game.
Tigers going zone look here as well. Tillman, top of the key, throws out to Colin Stewart on the right wing. Stewart back to Tillman. Tillman dribbles himself to the left wing. Stewart, top of the key, will be called for traveling with 13:21 to go in the second half.
Stewart will go over and get a quick word with King Rice, who I'm sure is never thrilled when there's that turnover issue. And it's a bit of uncertainty right now for Colin Stewart.
Well, and I think what Coach Rice told him, Matt, was you're a shooter. When you get it and you're open, shoot it. Doesn't matter you haven't made a couple, just shoot. If you're a shooter, there's nothing you want to hear more than that. Keith is blocked by Kofani. Brees went high for it, and then it went out of bounds off of Towson.
We've seen some ups today from Kofani. He's been able to, again, and that's really his role. He's been able to protect the rim. That's his fourth block of the afternoon.
13 minutes even to go in our game. Monmouth up 10, 51-41. Tigers stay zone look. Stewart, top of the key, works it to Kofani. Nice pass to DeLeo for three. That one too strong. Rebound to Davis. Tigers come running with McGlynn. McGlynn will cross over on Colin Stewart. To the basket. Wave it off. Offensive foul on four McGlynn. He'll pick up foul number three as Max DeLeo drew that charge.
And Monmouth can be so good at that, can't they? Drawing charges. That's really been one thing that ever since King Rice came and became the head basketball coach here, Monmouth has always been good at. They've always been able to get inside, get good position, and draw charges.
Monmouth had inbounded it quickly, but there was a whistle. I think they're going to let Towson get a sub in. And now they'll get two subs in. They corrected who the foul was on. So McGlynn takes a seat. Foster takes a seat. Ivory and Gavrilovich come back in.
Number 11, Alex Gavrilovich, checked into the Tigers.
Gavrilovich, the center, in this 2-3 zone look for Towson. DeLeo, left wing. Nicholas catch and shoot, left elbow is short, but he gets his own offensive rebound. Austin Tillman now, top of the key. Tillman around a Kofani screen, picks up his dribble out to Colin Stewart. Pumps it three, tries an 18-footer, and he knocks it down.
That's good for Colin Stewart. He's been a little sluggish offensively after a real solid performance yesterday. And anytime he can step in and hit that mid-range jumper, which is certainly could be a strength for him.
Under 12 to go, second half. Hawks up by 12. Davis operating on the baseline for Towson. Reverse lefty layup is up and in. Back to a 10-point game. Both teams now playing, mirroring 2-3 zones. DeLeo left wing, Kofani left elbow. Good ball movement here by Monmouth. DeLeo gets his man up in the air. DeLeo will attack the rim and miss that layup. Gavrilovich pulls it down.
It's one that DeLeo, who makes a nice move, he's got to be able to finish that, especially when you're that close to the rim and not really anyone defending you.
John Davis is fouled by Brees Kofani going to the rim, and we'll get to the timeout. 11:23 to go in our game. Monmouth 53, Towson 43. We're back in 60 seconds on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Fans, we invite you to stay connected with Monmouth Athletics by following at MU Hawks on both Twitter and Instagram, liking Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook, and visiting youtube.com/MonmouthHawks for videos with MU coaches, players, and more specifically, Matt Harmon and myself. Back here at the MAC.
Nice of you.
It's true. John Davis at the line will miss his first free throw. You had some great work up there after the football game yesterday. Nice 31-15 win for MU. Winning record. First Big South win. Some highlights up last night as well from our basketball game against Central. As Davis goes 1-for-2. A bunch of great stuff happening right now on MonmouthHawks.com. Check in for Towson. Hawks up 9 with Austin Tillman controlling here. When Nicholas scored that 1,000th point, Matt, it made him the 20th player in Monmouth's Division I history to do so, 40 overall. That's a lot of guys, it seems.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Do a little research on
Stewart. Crossover dribble, knocks one down over Davis. That's a confident move from Colin Stewart.
And that's what you need at Colin Stewart. You said it, and that's going to be my buzzword for him until he really starts hitting it. It's confidence. I think it's so important for him because he's had some rough moments since becoming a player here. He's got to be able to show that confidence and be able to show what he can do game-wise.
Towson controlling here. Ivory out to Astroff. Dumps it down low. Gavrilovich spins baseline. And before he has the ball taken away, he'll be called for traveling. Hawks force the 14th Towson turnover. And they've, Matt, turned those 14 turnovers into 20 points in this game. Hawks lead 55-44.
It's been good balance here as a lot of the second unit on right now for Monmouth. And you hope that this is the unit that can just continue to provide a little bit of spark off the bench. Monmouth pretty deep overall, so getting these guys off some run important.
Kofani throws it down with two hands off a nice find from Andrew Nicholas, putting Monmouth back up 13. Brees now has 10.
Nice little screen and roll set up. Kofani set a good pick for Nicholas, and Nicholas rewards the big guy with an easy find inside.
Under 10 to go in our second half. Hawks with a 57-44 advantage. Ivory around a screen. Out to Gavrilovich for three. He rattles that one in and out. Davis offensive rebound, and he'll put that one in. Davis has 13 for the Tigers. It's an 11-point Monmouth lead.
You just wish Monmouth could get that one little last run, that 10-2 run, 12-2 run, and end any doubt in this game.
Coming up on the 9-minute mark, Towson back zone. Austin Tillman has it top of the key out to Colin Stewart. Stewart splits a double team, has a shot blocked by Gavrilovich. Towson big man will now throw it ahead to Josh Ivory. Towson point guard around a screen, driving kick to Astroff. He'll spin on DeLeo. Wild shot is missed off the backboard. Gavrilovich putback is no good. Davis's putback is blocked by Kofani. And a third try by Astroff is good.
All right, so the good, Kofani with another block. 5 now for him. The bad is that Monmouth allowing too many second chances inside, and Towson finally able to cash in on one.
Tigers stay zone, 8:20 to go. Colin Stewart, rise and fire for three, and he's fouled by A.J. Astroff. Second time in this game, a Monmouth shooter is fouled, taking a three. So Stewart will go to the line for three free throws with 8:20 to go in our game. Kind of a quick moving second half, it seems.
Yeah, hasn't been a ton of whistles in this. Just 7 combined fouls between the two teams.
Thanks. Blowing up my inbox.
Well, yeah, it's not anything you have to do right this second.
No, I don't have to do anything. I just get the emails. Stewart makes his first free throw. I can always tell when that goes on. I don't know why I get the alert. Who knows why these things happen?
I'm important.
But you have to tell me that. Stewart makes his second free throw. Want a hug?
Maybe later.
McGlynn back on for Towson. Keith back on for Monmouth. Nicholas Robinson. Brady Jones come in. And Josh James ready to check in as well. Stewart makes all three free throws, and he'll sit out for Josh James. Nice second half for Colin Stewart. After he got that little word from Coach Rice, seems to be more assertive.
And it's important for him. You know, if you're going to be a contributor, and again, early on of the season, the coaching staff, King Rice and the rest of his staff, they're figuring out who's really going to be part of this rotation. And there will be a lot of times that Monmouth will go 10 deep, but then in those real tight games and it's 7 or 8 deep, who's going to get caught out of the mix?
Keith, kick out to Gavrilovich. He'll knock the three down to cut Monmouth's lead to 12, 60-48, 7 minutes, 59 seconds to go here in our second half. That timeout will be extended full, but at the next opportunity, we'll get the under 8 media, so Matt will keep things right here. 7 minutes, 59 seconds to go. Hawks lead by 3, actually. By 9, 60-51. So the Tigers staying around this game. They haven't shot it that well, but still very much a game with under 8 to go.
Well, that's the thing you worry about right now if you're Monmouth. You've played pretty good basketball. You've shot 49% from the field, 78% from the free throw line. The one number that is a bit alarming is the rebounding edge. It's plus 14 right now for Townsend, and they've been able to get some easy putback baskets. That's the thing for Monmouth that has allowed this Tiger team to stay in the basketball game. You've got to be able to close the door. Okay, every once in a while you give a putback chance. That's going to happen against any team, even the best teams, but you can't give 2-3 chances as Monmouth did a couple of possessions go. You've got to be able to make sure that you just lock things in, one and out, and continue to try to put this game away.
60-51, Monmouth on top of Towson. Hawks looking to win their third straight game. And fans, while we have a minute, we'd like to thank our good friends, premier sponsors this basketball season. World Subaru, Shrewsbury Avenue, Tinton Falls, Coca-Cola, McLoone's Restaurants, the Asbury Park Press, and Barnabas Health, Monmouth Medical Center. Thank you for your tremendous support throughout our basketball season. After 3 in a row here in the MAC, Monmouth will take to the road for 3 straight, starting on Friday, visiting Maryland at SMU Sunday before opening MAC play at Marist late next week. Lately, the week after, my mistake, the Thanksgiving break coming up a couple of days on Thursday. Chris Brady's checked back into the game. Brady's going to step into a triple right off the bench. That one was short. 7:40 to go. Hawks just up 9.
Hit a three-pointer last night, but I'm not sure that that's what the coaches are looking for, especially off a timeout.
Justin Robinson takes one away from McGlynn. Robinson will miss the layup. James will miss the putback. Hawks with 2 quick ones as Towson comes back the other way, and Davis is fouled going to the rim. Little momentum shift here, Matt, for the Tigers. They'll be shooting to cut into this 9-point Monmouth lead.
That's not what you want to see out of Monmouth. Great defense by Robinson. You've got to finish at the rim. James mistimed his jump a little bit, and the ball kind of got hung up there. An easy miss chance for Monmouth to get 2 extra points.
7:23 to go. Hawks up 60-51. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Matt Harmon, Eddie Acapinti here with you at the MAC. Monmouth in front of Towson, 60-51, 7:23 to go second half. John Davis for Towson at the foul line here, trying to further cut in to this Monmouth lead. He'll do that as he now has 14.
Trivia question?
Yes.
Andrew Nicholas, who moved into the 1,000-point club, as Eddie said, the 40th person to do that in Monmouth basketball history. Now kind of cracks into the career points leader as well. Monmouth's all-time leading scorer.
That's, you're asking me who that is?
That's the trivia question.
All right. Davis made both free throws. It's actually a tie, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, wait. All-time, or all-time,
all-time.
Division One? Well, Monmouth's all-time leading scorer, I believe, far and away, is the coach, Ron Cornegan.
Followed by Ed Holicki, and as Eddie said, at the Division One mark, Alex Blackwell and John Giraldo, who starred in the 90s, each with 1,749 points.
Monmouth up 7. Josh James missing one here. Towson brings it back the other way. Whistle away from the ball will go on Josh James. It'll be his first foul with 6:56 to go. No one in the penalty yet. Yeah, I believe, doesn't Ron have over 1,900, I believe, career points?
25-26.
Sheesh, sorry for shorting you. That's pretty ridiculous.
It's a lot of points.
And
it was a good one.
Blackwell. Let me see that chart again. I know Rashawn Johnson's up there. He only had the 3 years, though. Deflection here. Bodies collide as Towson inbounds. Deion Jones collided with a Towson player and Justin Robinson. But after a bit of a weird little scrum, it's just Towson ball with 20 on the shot clock. Davis has it. Has it deflected, but he'll maintain possession. Out to McGlynn. McGlynn behind the back. Pull from the elbow. Puts that in. Towson now down just 5, 6.5 to go, and we have a game.
Well, the Tigers have. They've come almost all the way back. Monmouth is led by as many as 16. That lead has been sliced now down to 5. And as the game tightens up, the coaches, as I said, they'll become more animated. And King Rice has been unhappy the last couple of possessions with the referees not necessarily giving Monmouth the extra call.
Foul on Towson. That one against Alex Gavrilovich. Hawks have had a double-digit lead a lot of this half. Now just up 60-55. Robinson to the rim. Keith defended. Gavrilovich pulls it down. McGlynn's got 21. He's been that guy for Towson. Hands off to Eddie Keith. Keith will go to McGlynn. McGlynn around a Gavrilovich screen. Picks up his dribble. Bounces to Keith. Top of the key. Under 6 to go. Keith around a screen. Pulls up at the elbow. Now will drive. Has his shot blocked by Kofani. But Keith comes away with it. Throws it to Gavrilovich. And he'll be called for traveling. He laid it in, but he shuffled the feet.
That's the 6th block on the day for Kofani. I mean, he has just guarded the rim something fierce here today. And remember, he had a goaltending on another, which might have been his best highlight of the day. So he is not making life easy at all for the Tigers inside.
Towson bench did not like that traveling call. Takes away an all-important 2 points for them. 5.5 to go. 60-55 our game. Andrew Nicholas has it top of the key. Will go for Robinson. Now James on the right wing. James around the screen. Dribbles himself to the top of the key. Nice find to Nicholas for 3. Can't get that one to go. Tipped rebound out to McGlynn. Ford McGlynn. Head of steam in the front court. Bounces one to Ashtroff, who loses it out of bounds.
Well, that was almost an easy one for Towson to slice into a 5-point lead. Just could not hang on to that at all. Was Ashtroff. He would have been right at the rim. Could have just turned and laid it up.
Tomas Parker Rivera has checked back in. He had to sit for a long time. And now he's back. McGlynn is the only Towson Tiger in foul trouble. He's got 3. Robinson throws for Nicholas. Out to Jones. Long 2 is good for Deion.
That's a nice basket for Deion Jones. Number one, because it's that mid-range jumper that's become a lost art. Number two is because he had a defender draped all over him and extended up just enough and kind of falling away a little bit to not have to worry about getting a shot blocked.
Justin Robinson called for a foul there. Towson inbounds all the way into the backcourt to Ashtroff. 4:35 to go. Monmouth leading 62-55. Good game this afternoon here at the MAC. Ashtroff bounces it left wing for Keith. Around a Parker Rivera screen. Kicks it out to Ashtroff. Spins on Nicholas. Shot in the lane. He is short, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the line for 2. Deion Jones picks up foul number 1.
Pretty solid move to the basket that time for Ashtroff, as kind of added to the offensive flow a little bit. Now 3 players for Towson in double figures. He gets now 13. So both teams with 3 guys in double figures. And as you said, it's become a pretty entertaining game, which is kind of what we thought. It's taken a long time to get to this point. Credit Towson for kind of clawing their way back into it.
Ashtroff makes 2, 62-57, and I'm not sure what we just saw. I think Davis and Jones got tangled up in front of the Monmouth bench. Coach Rice thought it was going to be a foul on Davis, and then they just warned both players. I didn't see what happened.
I didn't really see what happened either. I was looking the other direction. But whatever it is, King Rice feels like it should have been a foul on Towson.
He's hot right now. Seven fouls on Monmouth this half. Five on the Tigers. 4:10 to go in our second half. Deion Jones, top of the key. Isolation move. Has his shot swatted away by Keith. He blocked that with his elbow. McGlynn will come back. Tigers really on a run here, starting to feel it. Under four to go. McGlynn, step back three. No good. Keith, offensive rebound. His putback is no good. Loose ball. Deflected. Josh James comes away with it. It squirts out again. And James gets it, and Monmouth is awarded a timeout with 3:44 to go in the half. No, they call a foul. My mistake, Matt. They call a foul on A.J. Ashcroft.
I thought it was going to be a foul, and I have to be honest, I don't necessarily agree with that. I mean, there's six players down on the floor, and everyone's trying to get the basketball. No one did anything necessarily dirty, but Monmouth, the benefit of that, and a huge chance for Towson with McGlynn open from three. He hits that. You're within a possession back and forth one way or the other. A good job by Monmouth creating some havoc, getting the basketball, and having Towson commit that foul.
3:44 to go. Monmouth 62, Towson 57. We'll be back after just a 30-second timeout here on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Backcourt side at the MAC. 3:44 to go in this one. 62-57. Monmouth in front of Towson. And after a crazy sequence we just witnessed, Matt, Monmouth will have the basketball up five, 3:44 to go. And even though Towson has cut that lead big time, you're up five with 3 minutes to go. Got to find a way to win.
Yeah, possession's now becoming very crucial for Monmouth on either end of the floor. Offensively, see what you can free up and take advantage of. Defensively, you got to be able to get some stops and make Towson work hard for anything.
3:23 to go. Robinson dribbling on the M near midcourt. We'll throw a right wing to Deion Jones. Jones around a Nicholas screen. Throws it into the post to Nicholas. Red lefty shot. Puts it up and in. Big shot. He's got 21. Fitting. He hits the big hoop there.
It's kind of been his day. He's led the way with 21. He's been hot from the start. And it's just carried itself all the way through.
64-57, Monmouth in front. Keith, drive, kick out to McGlynn. Closed out on by Robinson. Around a Parker Rivera screen, and Kofani called for the body there. His second foul will be 1-1 for four McGlynn. Matt, notice too, after that scrum, the possession before, Josh James has a swab up his left nostril. Sure, he got hit in the head on that crazy scrum on the Towson end of the floor.
It seems to be okay, and everyone will be shooting free throws for the remaining part of the game. Monmouth with that last foul, their eighth. And six right now on Towson.
And the crowd is booing because after McGlynn's first 1-1, which he made, Nicholas boxed him out. And they're saying that the crowd thinks McGlynn flopped. He and Nicholas exchange a smile.
You have a pretty good argument.
Well, I'm guessing from that sheepish little grin, they probably did and just got caught. McGlynn will miss the second one. There you go. Monmouth up 64-58, 2:40 to go. Weird end of this game, it seems.
Yeah, it's definitely coming down the stretch here, but a good competitive game for both of these teams as they try and figure out where they are at the early point of the season.
Under 2.5 to go. If Monmouth's able to hang on, stay tuned. We'll be joined by Coach Rice on the floor post-game as Deion Jones is fouled. That foul on Tomas Parker Rivera, so Jones will have 1-1. We'll be joined on the floor on both the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Jones will go to the line. He's got eight. Bidding to be Monmouth's fourth player in double figures. Jones will make the first one.
You got to hit the free throw here, but if you get four guys in double figures, you should win a fair share of your games.
It's weird, though, because normally you say four in double figures. You don't think you have 65. You think you have 85.
Yeah. I mean, it hasn't necessarily been a high. That means you're not getting contributions from a lot of other players, which is unfortunate. But even the sixes and the eights will add up. But as Jones does make that, Monmouth does have four guys in double figures.
Yeah, Jones made them both. Hawks up 8 now with 2:18 to go. Top of the key, David. He'll hand off from McGlynn. McGlynn around a Parker Rivera screen. Throws it back to Rivera. And Keith is driving, and he is fouled by Josh James. James will pick up foul number 2 with 2:07 to go in this game. You look up the board, too. He's got his second foul. Still just 2 points. Struggling again this evening.
Yeah, has not really been great either of the last two games offensively, which is unfortunate because where he was last year, the way he finished the year last year, you could make the argument he was among the top guys offensively for Monmouth.
Absolutely. And the first free throw is good for Eddie Keith. And we talked off air. Max DeLeo, I think, still kind of carving a role out on this team this year. And you can maybe make the statement as the second one's missed and Nicholas pulls it down. James, who's one of the team's best players, probably still going to feel his role out a bit as well.
Yeah, I mean, you've got other guys who are, you know, eating up some chunks of minutes. And not that James isn't playing a lot, he is. But you've got to be productive in the minutes that you have.
And I'm high on Josh James. I mean, I think he's a first-team All-MAC caliber guy when all will be said and done. And his just his sophomore year. 100 seconds to go. Hawks up 66-59. James, pull up. Straightaway three. Too strong. Rebound to Davis. Towson comes back the other way. Astroff gliding to the rim. Will lay it in with a minute 25 to go. Monmouth now just up 66-61. Timeout taken by Pat Scarry.
That'll be a full timeout.
Matt, they've changed that from a 30 to a full timeout. Minute 25 to go.
And that just became too easy for Towson getting down the floor. No one for Monmouth that time rotating back. No one protecting the rim. And if you're going to do that and allow Towson to get that easy basket, boy, you're going to allow him to stay in the basketball game. We said each possession now becomes crucial for Monmouth offensively and defensively. They kind of settled for one down here with Josh James, a pull-up jumper as the shot clock winding down, and then get beat all the way down to the floor. Bad sequence on both ends for the Hawks.
Just a 66-61 lead. Minute 25. Monmouth will have the basketball when we resume play. Keep mentioning it. Next time out after a nice little break, I think we're all happy that we get. Monmouth back to action. Friday night, 7 p.m. down in College Park at the University of Maryland. Last time Monmouth went down there, I'm trying to remember. Last time, a couple years ago, the Terps were an ACC team. So this will be Monmouth's first time playing Maryland as a member of the Big Ten, which will be interesting. And then they have SMU on Sunday, a week from today. Always welcome a trip down to that area. Baltimore, Washington area. Towson not too far away from Maryland. Just west of Baltimore. Tigers want to go home with a 3-0 weekend. Monmouth wants to keep that perfect 3-0 weekend here at home. Nicholas will inbound. He's on the floor with James, Robinson, Jones, and Kofani. Nicholas to inbound. Gets it into Robinson.
Full court pressure here by Towson.
Throws it ahead to James, who finds Jones, and now Monmouth will pull it back out. Run a little bit of clock here. Minute 15 to go. Hawks up by 5.
Still a two-possession game here. Try to get something to the rim, I think, if you're Monmouth. Try and break somebody down and attack the basket.
60 seconds to go in this game. 12 on the shot clock. Monmouth up 5. Robinson bringing this clock down. Gets a ball screen from Kofani with 4. 3. Robinson picks up his dribble. James will have to shoot it. His shot will not count. It did not beat the buzzer. Shot clock violation with 49 and a half seconds.
Curious possession that time for Monmouth. Just took too long to kind of get into the flow offensively. I'm okay with running the clock down because you shorten the game a little bit, but you've got to allow at least a good chance at a good opportunity to get something to the rim.
And remember, there was a timeout before that. 40 seconds to go. Towson down 5 with the ball. Hawks are hounding for McGlynn. He hands off to Parker Rivera. Davis down low. We'll put that one in. 33 seconds to go. And it's a one possession game. 66-63. Towson takes a 30 second timeout.
Well, the last couple of possessions for Monmouth offensively have been almost designed the same way. Isolation up top with your point guard working the shot clock down. Robinson, who was doubled unlike he was the time before when Josh James pulled up from the top of the key. This time Robinson comes out, gets the ball, gets doubled, doesn't really have anybody to pass to. There's no return roll off what could have been a screen and roll setup. He finds James in the corner, and he's got to force one, can't even get it off before the end. Part of it, that's what you're saying, you know, work the clock, but you've got to at least allow something positive offensively for your team to be able to do. Now you put yourself back into a one-possession game.
Towson will break the huddle. Monmouth will come to the floor. And believe it or not, Coach Rice just took a timeout. Matt, we'll step out as well. 33.2 to go. We'll bring it back with the conclusion of this game. Hawks up 66-63. We're back in 30 seconds here on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network. Back at the MAC, Monmouth inbounds, and Justin Robinson is fouled on the inbound. So the Hawks will have 1-1 free throws with 29.5 seconds to go in this game. Monmouth up three. These huge, huge free throws for Justin Robinson.
Yeah, you make one, at least if he comes back to a two-possession game. You make two and you just increase your lead a little bit. So either way, Monmouth could be in pretty good shape here. Townsend trying to steal the inbound, unable to do that. Didn't have a whole lot of time go off the clock. Just about 4 seconds in that last possession.
Robinson misses the free throw. Rebound to Parker Rivera. Kofani slow to come back. He got popped in the mouth. Hawks playing 5-on-4 for a second. McGlynn, jump stop. Tried to throw one to Astroth, and Max DeLeo knocked it out of bounds. Kofani is in a world of hurt with 18.7 seconds to go. And he's going to come off the floor. Alex Gavrilovich is checked back in for Towson. So Kofani will now go out. Monmouth will be without any post presence as Coach Rice brings in not Zach Tillman or Chris Brady, but Andrew Nicholas.
Neither one of which we've seen for a while. We haven't seen Tillman or Brady in quite some time coming down the stretch right now.
The officials are going to go to a replay monitor to see if Kofani was hit in the face or if anything malicious was done. 18.7 to go. Monmouth up 66-63. It'll be a Towson inbound, barring any kind of flagrant or technical foul that could be assessed after a replay.
You almost wonder now, is Monmouth in a situation where you allow Towson to take a three, or do you send him to the free throw line? I think you could always kind of weigh that back and forth. The way that the Tigers have been able to shoot, and you've had good performances out of McGlynn, but you don't want to allow an easy open three. This has been just continuing to trickle away a little bit for Monmouth. They've been a bit stagnant the last few minutes offensively.
They're still checking out the monitor. I think there's blood on the floor, Matt. And that's
yeah,
why
there is.
They're toweling down right now. Your boy out there. 18.7 to go whenever we resume our game. Well, the fact that there's some blood means there may be something going on. And I think what they're communicating to Coach Rice is that there's no harm, no foul. But Kofani will remain on the bench. So it'll just be Towson inbound with 18.7 to go in this one.
I mean, if you go and look at the monitor and you just see an inadvertent hit to the nose, I mean, you're not gonna get anything, nor should you, out of it. Big possession here for Monmouth defensively.
18.7 to go. Inbound to Gavrilovich. Dribble handoff top of the key to McGlynn, being guarded by Robinson. McGlynn gets Robinson in the air, and he's fouled while shooting a three. He missed the three. Robinson left his feet, and McGlynn will have three free throws with 12 seconds.
That's the one thing you can't do is foul a guy taking a three-point shot. Justin Robinson has got to know better. And you know what? If he makes it, he makes it. You can't foul and allow him to go to the free throw line.
Especially a step back, just contest and control your closeout. McGlynn, who's a sharp shooter, will have three free ones here to tie this game up. It potentially 66 all. Oh, Robinson's been great all season. That, however, a mental mistake. McGlynn makes his second one. It's now a one-point game. Oh, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. Possession arrow, by the way, in favor of Monmouth in case it gets to that. McGlynn makes all three. What a clutch shooter. 25 points for four McGlynn. We're all tied at 66 all. Ashtroth will check back for Towson.
Kofani's going to come back in for Monmouth. So after the Hawks were comfortably ahead through a large chunk of this game, Towson has come all the way back to tie it. With 12 seconds left, Hawks will have an opportunity for the final shot. If not, we will play some extra basketball.
It would be a fitting way to end this weekend that we have potentially overtime on our hands with how long this weekend's been. Football game, couple of basketball games each day. My broadcast partner with a couple of soccer games this morning. Can we just get to Thanksgiving already?
It's coming.
Not fast enough. So does Monmouth have any magic in him tonight? All tied at 66. Robinson with 10 seconds to go. We'll go to Deion Jones. It looks like it's his game to win. 6 seconds to go. Jones will go with five. Loses it. Gets it back. Shot for the win. No good. Tipped rebound. Nicholas at the buzzer is no good. And we'll go to overtime.
Anything happens in overtime for sure. But this is one that maybe Monmouth let slip away.
Hawks had a double-digit second-half lead. And now we'll go to overtime. Monmouth and Towson tied at 66. We'll come back after a 60-second break on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Networks.